Hello, welcome to our lesson, and in our lesson we shall be talking about word classes. You might be wondering what are word classes. Okay, our subject is English and we shall be dealing with word classes. So word classes are groups of words that have the same function in a sentence. And when you talk of word classes, we have 8 main word classes. Now, we shall be going through the 8 of them. So, the first one is nouns. Nouns, these are names of people, places, animals, or things. Example, Nairobi, Juma, the book. Yeah, just as simple as that. Names of people, places, animals, or things. Word class number 2 will be pronouns. Pronouns are words that replace nouns to avoid repetition. For example, you might be constructing a sentence and your sentence has a noun, Juma went to the market. So if you don't want to reuse Juma in the sentence, you will use a word that will replace Juma, and this word will be a pronoun. So you will say, he went to the market. So the word he has replaced Juma, therefore it is a pronoun. He, she, it, they, etc. Our word class number 3 is verbs. Verbs, these are words that show action or state of being. For example, run, eat, play, jump, sing, sleep, any action that is being done. So the word that is describing the action is what we call a verb. Number 4, we have adjectives. And adjectives, these are words that describe or give more information about a noun. For example, Juma is tall. So the noun is Juma. Now the word tall, it is giving more description about Juma. So tall is an adjective. Yeah. Adverbs number 5. They describe how, when, or where the action happens. Yeah, so the action, remember, it's verb. We said, for example, sleeping, jumping, playing, those are verbs. So the ones that describe how the verb happened is what we call adverbs. For example, quickly, yesterday, outside. I ate a lot of food yesterday. Ate is the verb. Yesterday and a lot of are adverbs of time and of manner. Then I ran outside. Ran, verb, outside, adverb, because it is showing where the action took place. Then number 6, we have prepositions. These show the relationship between noun, pronoun, and other words. Example, in, on, under. The pen is on the desk. So the relationship between the pen and the desk. The cat is under the table. The relationship between the cat and the table. Yeah, so those are prepositions. Then we have number 7, conjunctions. These are joining words. Words that joins group of words together. For example, and, but, because. I was going to the market, I didn't find her. These are 2 different sentences. I was going to the market, but I didn't find her. So the word but has joined the 2 sentences. Another example is and, because. Yeah. Then we have the last one, interjections. Interjections expresses emotions or sudden feelings. Example, wow, ouch, oh, really? Yeah. So they express the emotions or feelings that one is going through. And that marks the end of our lesson. Bye.